that God has gone all over this land. We love you. We're just grateful that you have chosen ADM to be your source of receiving your daily manna. And I'm just so grateful, Apostle, you showing out this morning. You got to make me have to call 911 with this song. I'm telling you right now, I can give you a list of just what he done for me in 24 hours. I can give you a list about what he just did in a second, because I'm able to talk, I'm able to breathe, I'm able to tell the goodness about who God is in my life all over this land. I'm able to sit and share, break the word bread of life to people all over this land, to the multitude. So I'm telling you how good God is. I'm telling you that he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He allowed me to dress in his armor this morning. He allowed me to get on here and speak to you all this morning. I should have been dead and gone, but he lifted me up. He picked me up out that merry place. He remolded me. He put me up for a little while, but guess what? He then brought me back out. I'm able to shine. I'm able to shine in dark places. I'm sitting and telling you, the Lord is just so good, and I can go on and on and on. Good morning, Minister Takeda. What has God done for you this morning? Just let me know what he's done for you. Bring us on in prayer. Good morning, Minister Takeda.
Good morning, Zane. Good morning, Satan. We'd like to thank you again, teaming in with us at our executive meeting. And we'd like to thank you, God, because, yes, God, what you've done for me this morning, you woke me up this morning, God. You opened my eyes this morning, God. You let me know, God, that I was favored, oh, God. You put a light on me, oh, God, this morning, oh, God, to let me know that, God, there's an effort that you put in our spirit, God, for us to get up and do what you want us to do, oh, God, for us to try, God. And if we just try, God, that you will put forth the effort, God, to let us know, God, that you are the light that we shall seek, God. You are the one that provides all, God. You are the one that alleviates all pain, God. You are the one that dissipate all despair, God. You are the one that removes all anguish, oh God. You are the one that adds the joy, God. You are the one that adds the peace, God. You are the one that adds the glory, God. You are the one that provides the mercy, God. You are the one that provides the salvation, oh God. It's you, oh God, that do all these things, oh God. No man can do this, oh God. God, we can only give them the word and let them know that what you have done in our life, oh God. We can only be the light that you shed in our life, oh God. So I thank you for life itself, oh God, that you gave me breath this morning, oh God. That's all I need, God, to get up and search your face, oh God. I know the truth now, God. I know it's you, oh God. Thank you, God, for covering me from dust this fall, God, for covering us dust this fall, God. Forgive us, God, for we did not know what we was doing, oh God. Forgive us, God, now. Thank you, God, for now, God, for giving us the knowledge, oh God, that we need, God, to proceed, God, and do the walk that you have us to do, oh God. We thank you for this Friday, oh God. This is the day that you have made, God. We shall bask in it joyfully, oh God. We should do things, God, with a mortal spirit in our heart, oh God. We should do everything with joy, God. We should do every living thing that we have to do today, God. Every person we shall greet, every living thing we shall have to do, God. We shall put joy into it, God. We shall put love into it, God. We shall spread your peace across this world, God, across this nation, oh God. We shall instill the things of you, oh God, to the people, oh God. Let them know that you are truly doing a working in our life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, from here, God. From here, we praise your name. From here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God, we praise your name forevermore, God. Please let us not let anything that we're doing, oh God, stand in the way of you, oh God. Remove it, oh God, if it's not of you, oh God. You take it out of our life right now, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things that you are doing right now, that God. The things you're doing that we are not seeing, God. The things that you're doing, God, that giving us the magnitude to wake up this morning just to move forward, God. I thank you for the strength that you're putting in my bones. Thank you for breathing in our life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day and forevermore, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Christ, Jehovah Jireh, I shall praise your name. It's in you, oh God, that I give all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, God. You are my God. We thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He is our God, Minister Takeda. And guess what? We're going to serve him on today, tomorrow, and forevermore. I'm just telling y'all, saints of God, when I sit here, that song, seriously, it just gets my motor running, because on a serious note, it does not matter where you've been, how you're doing it, where you're going. Each and every last one of us have a testimony, not one testimony, testimonies about what God has done for us and how we have joy in it. You may have some times where there has been sorrow, but I'm more than sure when you sit and you really think about, when you think about what God has done for you, those the joy is going to overshadow all of the negatives. The joy is going to overshadow all of the negatives. I'm going to say that again, because we realize that God is a good God. No matter what, God is a good God. Even if you feel like that you're in a time that, or no, that you're on an island by yourself, if God is the head of your life and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you should know that you are not by yourself. Scriptures let us know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. It also, scriptures also let us know that we shouldn't be fearful of anything, because you shouldn't be shaken, because he's right by your side. We have to learn how to identify God being in our presence, being in our midst. We have to be in a place where we stop looking. You don't have to look high. You don't have to look low. You don't have to put your hands on your forehead and stretch your neck. All you have to do is be still. Be still and know that God is who he says he is. Be still and know that God is faithful. Be still and know that God loves us unconditionally. And when I say be still, I'm just letting you know it's not a whole bunch to it. It's going back to building a relationship with God, trusting God, leaning on him, trusting in God and not leaning on your own understanding, seeking him first for your godly advice, seeking him, going to him in prayer. That's what my seeking is. Going to God in prayer, talking to him, or even just talking to him about something, because we know that the mind will play battles on you. We know that we can have mind battles at times. We know that we can sit and be thinking one way, and we'll instantly go and do something, and it comes into a failure. It turns into a failure. But if you can truly say, and we have been talking about trust, we've been talking about love, patience. If you can truly say that you're trusting in the Lord and you can go to him about everything, then do that. The problem is we get too hasty. We get too hasty. We get into a place where we don't want to sit and just wait. We all through the week, we've been given different components, different things that's needed to get us into a place of trusting. We've had a marvelous time this week. We've had a marvelous time. I'm sorry, I got to lower my voice. We've had a marvelous time this week. But at the end of the day, my question is, can you trust the Lord? Can you continuously trust the Lord? Minister Chiquita, can you jump in on this trust issue?
Yes. And wholeheartedly speaking, to gain the trust of the Lord, you have to put aside some things, like the apostle said, that you have done, because once we step out of alignment of God, we have to regain his trust by putting past the things that we are doing. We have to better ourselves, show ourselves approved that we are worthy to come into the trust of a relationship with him. So we have to not lack in our prayers. We must not lack in our meditation. We must not lack in our studies, personal studies, and our studies with our church. You must continue to seek a inner growth, a inner relationship, to one of closeness, of betterment, of peace on of the internal side of you, in order for you to come into this trust with God. God doesn't allow you. He doesn't leave out of your presence. Don't get me wrong. God, you stay in your presence, but he only trusts you so far with so many things. And like an example, God has to trust you with your finances. If you're asking for a financial increase, how can he trust you if you're living frivolously, if you're spending your money all kind of ways? You're not trying to save anything. You're not trying to invest. You don't even have a piggy bank. As soon as you get a little bit of money, you go splurge it out. God cannot trust you. He has to trust you and know that, see, that you're going to do something with this money for the betterment of the kingdom, for yourself first, your first church, like the apostle said, you've taken care of your home. And once you took care of your home, you took care of your immediate around you, and you took care of your church, and you've done your tithes, you can start tithing the way you're supposed to, and so you can see the increases. Now, tithing, it's for the betterment of the church. It's for helpment of the church. And that shows God that you're able, once you come into that, he knows that he can start trusting you. We ask for a mate. We ask for a lot of different things. But is God able to trust you with these things? You can't be asking for a mate if you have a spirit of lust in your spirit, or the Jezebel spirit is attached to you. You can't come into that trustment in that relationship of having a mate until you clear these things out of your spirit. There's a lot of things we ask for. I want a car, but what's the point of me getting a car if I haven't took the drug test to drive? There's things that God can't trust me with that car yet until I go and take the necessary steps to get into alignment to drive the car. See, saints, we have to do a self-check, just like apostles say. It's us that's keeping us short from the glory. It's us keeping us from the distrust of God. Now, once God has allowed you to come into the trust and entrust relationship with him, you must keep the relationship. You just can't treat him like he's a side piece. You just can't go see him when you want some, or see him when you need a little bit of strength, or see him when you want a little money. You got to continuously, when nothing's going on, when you don't need nothing, when you need something. I be talking in my head all the time, God, God, God. I'm working a job now where when I say his name, it's not a problem to be in the presence of the people that I'm around in my job. I can say, Lord Jesus, and it's not a problem for me to say those names and call his name. Is not a problem now. So I'm in a blessed place. That itself is a peace of mind that I can work into a space to where I can call his name, praise his name, and say his name, and not worry about me being looked at a certain way and judged a certain way, which I don't care anyway, because I'm going to serve the Lord and love him. I trust him enough to take me, and I trusted him to get me into a place to where I can be in this place right now where I'm at. So I must trust in him to keep me there. I must trust in him to guide me through this process. I must trust in him to keep all of us lifted so we can continue whatever plan that we have. He entrusted me with a certain job so I can implement a certain purpose. So God has to trust you that much, but you have to trust him. It's a two-way street. You have to allow him to come into your life. You have to allow him to change you. You have to allow the newness. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes you making a change may feel like it's going to hurt. But you know what? No pain, no gain. You have to go through the pain for the purpose. And sometimes your purpose is your better self. It's what you need on the other side. You may just need the chains off your mind moved. God can remove that in an instant if you come into a trusting with him and allow him to come into your life. And you stop and you pause for a minute and just put your mind on him. Stop thinking and listening to all, I don't know who I'm talking to, but stop listening to all the things that's going on inside your mind. It's not of God. It's the money things. It is God that's trying to tell you right now. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And stop listening to the things that are going on around you. Trust in him. Trust in him with all your might. Like you have nothing left, and he's the only thing you have left. And he's the last penny you got spent.
That's Jesus Christ. If you have $1 this morning, that's God himself. You are not broke, like apostles say. I had to learn this for myself, that one penny manifests. It adds up. It's the strength of Lord. It's the trustment of God that he could provide all the things that I've ever had in my life. He's the one giving it to me. It wasn't me working. It was him providing the provisions. I was just doing the footwork to allow the manifestations of the blessing that he trusts me with to come into my life. Now, I, as a person, I had to set aside myself. I had to let go of a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of places to come into this walk. Where I'm at right now, the people that I used to hang around with, God couldn't trust me at that point. He stopped me until I got, he stopped me. He limited me from going to only a certain point because he could not trust me because I was studying trying to carry other people with me to a level that they didn't deserve yet, that they haven't walked yet, that he couldn't trust them with yet. I kept doing it, so it weighed me down, and God didn't allow that until he said no more. You are going to do what you're supposed to do. You're going to walk into your calling. I have a purpose for you. I have something I need you to do. I need you to talk to people and let them know the trueness of what's going on in your life, Shakita. So I need you to get out of yourself. I need you to trust me. Like you don't trust men, because that's something that I had a problem with, trusting people. But God showed me why I should trust people, why I should trust him, what are the burdens, what are the boundaries within that trust leads us to keep people from overextending or misusing our trust. So there are boundaries and different things that come with that. So that's why you don't get stuck, but God will limit you from going so far because he cannot trust you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those words. Without further ado, we're going to bring on Apostle Temple. And you all know, get your seatbelts on, get ready, get your journals for these different nuggets that God is just downpouring. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. What a week we've been dealing with trust. Let me tell you something. Trust is it goes so deep and it goes so far. And I'll be honest with you. All I've been doing all this week is just really giving you the introduction. We really have not dug into the meat of trust, because if I dig into the meat of trust, there's just so many layers. To where we could go on and on pretty much for the rest of this year and be teaching about each one of them layers and come back and review about them different layers, because trust is a layer issue. Trust is not a full issue. It's a layer issue. And one thing that people got to understand, and that's what truly trust is, because I could trust you in certain areas, but I can't trust you in other areas. Why? Because, number one, you probably have not proved yourself to be trusted in these areas, or you found out that you was untrustworthy in these areas, you know. So, you know, that it's just so many layers, amen? Just say, for instance, just like this here, you got a child, they just learning how to drive, and now you trying to trust them to go out different places. So now you says, hey, I need you to go to the store, grab me some milk, you could take the car. Okay, you could trust them to go to the store to grab some items and come back, right? So now they come back and they say, okay, I got you the milk, I took the car, and they say, listen, I want to go on a trip out of town with my friends, and I want to drive the car. You might look at them and say, you know what, I could trust you to go straight to the store and back, and I feel comfortable with you doing that. But going out of town to do that's a whole nother ball game. That's something to where you haven't drove me, or I have not seen your capabilities to drive on a highway or to make sound decisions, especially when you have a lot of distractions around you. You know, I don't know about that one. I don't feel comfortable. So you see how these layers could pop up in your life pertaining to trust, amen? And one thing that people does, and one thing that we do, we try to package everything. We'll package everything and put everything in one package. Then when one of these layers expose themselves, now we begin to blame the people. Amen. No, that's you. You package everything. Amen. And you begin to blame the people. Church members do this all the time. They'll come to the church and, you know, oh, you know what? My pastor this, my pastor that, and this church is this, this church that, and that church have not even approved all them areas before you. And, you know, now you have a confidence into something to where it ends up backfiring on you. Now you want to have, now you want to get bitter and you want to get salty. Amen. Yeah, they probably be teaching you about prosperity, but have they proved to you, amen, proved to you that they could be trusted? Amen. You got to understand, human beings are human beings. Because pastor accepted the gift, accepted the office, accepted the office and worked for our Lord and Savior. I'm still human. You know, we still human. And be honest with you, you all probably, some of you probably seen a ceremony, seen a couple of ordained service and different things like that. But you don't know for sure that God called me. Only person knows is really me, unless God truly revealed to you that he called me to office. Why? Because when the calling of the office or when the calling of God came about, you wasn't there. Amen. You wasn't there when God began to say, son, give me the instructions, tell me this, tell me that. You wasn't there to bear witness. So all you had there, all you believe is what is said and what is exhibited before you. And how else can you go about the check? You need to watch people's lives. You know, that's why you got to be very attentive with your hearing, listening, and stop getting caught up in cliches. So many people get caught up in these cliches and all this kind of church talk to where what you need to be listening to, what you need to be seeing, you all on somewhere else. Amen. And we love, and you know, things love to get thrown in your vision about the devil and all this kind of stuff here. Then you really can't see what you need to see before you begin to trust people, especially families, before you could trust different leaders with your family and with advice of your, you know, to help, you know, your family and different things like that. Before you could trust somebody financially, you know, in different things like that. You know, we got to make sure we put these things and look at these things before we start bringing everything and everybody to the table. If they not have not earned that right, I know some phenomenal leaders. Amen. I could trust them when they said the Lord gave me this message, but you know they have not proved themselves trustworthy to be my spiritual or physical financial advisor. That's a whole nother thing. Before you could tell me how principles work, my God Almighty, I need to see some examples that are working for you. See, we got a lot of hypocrite message, and we trust in a lot of hypocrite message that we have not seen it manifest. You are trusting things that you have not seen manifest. Trust is a word that is solid. It's solid. It's fact. You can prove it. You can back it up. That individual, this thing here, is trustworthy. I got a question. If God have not healed you, how can you say, I trust God, he's a healer? If God have not provide for you, how can you really just say that I trust God, that he's a provider, he's a healer? Now, Pastor, where you going with this? It goes right back to what I was sharing with you all, coachship, amen, where you begin to coach God. For you can begin to understand that things that he tell you, and that way you don't trust man. Pastor, I don't trust man. I trust God. Baby, if he ain't did it before you and you could test it and you cannot testify that he ain't did it, you trust what man says because God have not proved to you. Because now, watch this. You trust what man says. You got that from man because it haven't happened in your life. So you believe the testimony of somebody else. You believe a sermon or a word, or you came across of the author in the Bible and you seen it, you heard it, you believe it. Amen. So you really have a sense of belief. Amen. You believe that it's possible that God will provide for me, but your trust level is not there. Other words, you open to trust God in these areas. I hope, I told you all this thing could go so deep, amen? So you really, your belief is not trust. You are open to trust God in these areas. So when you believe in him, you are open to trust in him, or you are open to allow him to show you that he's God. Amen. So that's what my belief is. My belief is I'm open to show, for God to show, and we're open to have a relationship. Amen. We're open, amen, to have a relationship. And some human relationship is kind of backwards. It's kind of like this here. I'm open, you know, we don't get belief over something. Same, you know, when you meet someone, you don't really believe in something until you really go through the process with that individual. Amen. So basically what it is now, what your outlook is, or what most outlook of relationship is, amen, I cannot believe that you or trust that you dare for me until I get to know you. That sounds like Coke ship to me, y'all. Yeah, y'all hear me, y'all. Got to give me a little country turn. That sounds like Coke ship to me, y'all. Amen. I don't believe you're going to be loyal to me until, you know, time will tell. I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical, you know what I mean, that you're going to be my right. You know, we got this going on. And what happened to you? In that process, you're very attentive. You're very attentive. You know, he said he's going to call me back. I've been waiting. He call me back. When I call him, the phone just go to the answer machine. Now, here come your man. Here come your idea. Oh, he just with somebody. They just with somebody. I knew something had going to roll. So you already thinking something else, amen, because why? Your trust level have not been earned yet, amen, even in your belief. And this is the thing to where that happened to the body of Christ, and the enemy just shaking, my God, a lot of people foundation, because we don't shove the word of God down folks' throat. We don't shove the word of God. We don't shove. We don't push it on them. We don't bat it. We don't beat them up, amen, with the word of God. It wasn't until a tent of love. It was just to tell folks that my God is there. We stick out our chest. Our God, he don't need you to vouch for him. He can vouch all by himself. Y'all hear me? He don't need you to come and speak up for him. The Holy Ghost will do it all for himself. Amen? And we don't shove the things of God down into people's throats. Instead of we helping the body of Christ, we don't damage the body of Christ, because what we believe, you got to understand something, sons of God, what you trust, that doesn't mean the next person trusts. Amen? What you believe, that doesn't mean the next person believe. You cannot shove what you believe and what you trust and how you're going to do it down somebody's throat. Amen? And that's what happened. People have to learn their own experience. One of the greatest form or greatest art that you can use to minister to somebody is to minister to them to how. You know, the word how. Other words, how do you do this? And you begin to minister the step, not shove it down them and say, this is what you need to do. You better trust God. You better do this here. You better do that there. Well, how can you all do that? You know, many people do that. And number one, they don't even really believe in God. You know, and it's so easy. And this is where ministers and leaders, you need to sit yourself down and get taught. Amen, because many people are messing up so many folks' relationship and messing up so many people's lives, amen, and messing up their life. Well, baby, it's in the Bible. Well, what if you know if their comprehension is able to comprehend the different contexts of the Bible? How can, and this is where the art of ministry, how? Let me show you how to comprehend. I'm not going to tell you what to believe. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. Well, I'm going to show you how, my God, you can get your own information and begin to choose your own direction. And I truly believe that if many of us begin to start operating in the art of how, amen, in ministry and begin to deliver to people other than the art of shoving it down their throat, shoving it in their head, shoving it in their body, you're going to begin to see people relationship grow within God like never before. Amen. And also, you know, you got to understand, you know, and this relationship is levels to this relationship. Each relationship, each level has a level of trust. Amen. Each level. You just like don't start falling off trusting something. That is crazy. Amen. That no. You just don't do that. Amen. You it has its different levels. And many of us, wow, my ministers, how many folks on this line? Amen. Many people are messing up because you feel as though your talk is good. And you messing up the relationship of people because at the end of the day, it's not for you to dictate the people trust or dictate to the people relationship with God. It's for the folks to develop their own relationship. And they develop their own level of trust. I don't expect for everybody's level of trust with God to be on my level. Amen. I don't expect that because why? It took time to grow to that level. You know, it took time for me to walk with God. It took time for a lot of things did not happen, and it did happen. It was some nail-biting moments. It was all kinds of things that happened for my level of trust with God. It's to the point where it's at. Amen. You probably be a new baby in Christ. You probably be somebody that is trying to figure this thing out, trying to walk. Amen. I don't expect for you to be where I'm at. All I could show you is how to keep growing, how to keep moving. Through what? Through the Word of God. I'm not here to tell you. I'm here to show you how. And it's up for you to gather your own direction. Amen. Because every area needs to be proved. Amen. Every area needs to be proved. Prove it in who life? Your life, not your neighbor life, not your church member life. Amen. It needs to be proved in your life. Amen. So get out all these testimonies. Amen. I think every blue moon or maybe once a year, if that, amen, I probably say, all right, church, let's have a testimony. Who got a testimony? You know, I might open it up sometime like that because why? Testimonies could be misleading for people because I know this term that we use, you know, what he did for me, he can also do it for you. That is true, but that is true to a certain extent because your life might be different from their life. So what he did for you according to your life, amen, and your walk, that doesn't mean he's going to do it for them according to their life and according to their walk. It has to be things with God, you all. Don't let folks fool you. It's a one way in and it's one way out. It's no through the side door, back door, front the from the side of the top of the roof. No. God is a script God. I can care less you're a preacher. I can care less you're a pope. I can care less you're a chief musician or whatever. I can care less you got a church of 20,000, 40,000. It doesn't matter. God don't have no respect for a person. This is the front door. This is the only door. And if you want it from God, you have to come through which way? This door, amen? There's no other door that you could come into. What are you saying, Pastor? It doesn't matter, brothers and sisters, what level you're on financially, what level you're on in your livelihood, it's still the same operation, amen? It's still the same operation. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, listen, if I'm able to give, just for example, if I'm able to give a dollar in one season and God begin to bless me, now I'm able to give $100. God continue to bless me, I'm able to give $1,000. God continue to bless me, I'm able to give $10,000. Is my $10,000 greater than that person who gave that $1? Absolutely not. Why? My God, I despise not small beginnings. That was my small beginnings, and now I'm able to do more, but the same operation is still the same operation. At that season, that was my time of season where God could trust me, and that was my best. I want y'all to understand that at the end of the day, it's all about your best on each level that you are growing into. And if you could begin to operate on your best at these levels that you're giving it, that you are operating in or that you are in, I'm telling you, that's how you get promoted to the next level. Amen. And the problem in Malachi, and I shared this with you, where they don't mess up the trust with God, it wasn't because I know the term that everybody preached, amen, that they robbed God. You got to understand something.
something, and the robbery and the contest that folks been using as they took something from God, as they stole something from God. My God, the Bible did not say that they stole it. They took, amen, that they did not give something, amen. The Bible did declare that they gave. What they robbed God with, it was not what they, it was what they gave, but they robbed God with the quality of what they gave, amen. They always gave animals. They always sacrificed animals and gave sacrificial offerings, but they robbed God of the what? Of the quality that they gave, because at that point that in their life was blessed to millionaire status, but yet they still want to operate in $2 status. And God said, no, no, sister, no, brother, if you're going to give me your best, because I gave you or blessed your life with what? With the best. You now at a millionaire status to where you was at no status, and now I'm got you at a millionaire status, and you still want to give me a crumb and give me $2 status. You better read Malachi 1 when it was talking about the lame animals, polluted bread. It talks about what they gave, but also it begins to define the quality that they what? That they gave. So when you don't give God quality, I could care less. It's in time with him. I can care less in the opportunities you give him. I can care in the opportunities he give you. I can care less whatever it is in your life. If you don't give God's quality, God got a problem with it. I'm telling you right now. That's what he has a problem with it. It was the quality that, my God, they gave. Amen. They got more caught up into the greed other than caught up into the thinking God, worshiping. My God, it's you that brought my life into this area. It's you. Amen. So it's levels, and it's different levels and layers pertaining to you all. My God Almighty, trust, and it goes so deep. It goes on deep. Oh, what can I look into? The trustworthy things that before I open myself up, how do it? How do before I open myself up to people, for I could trust them? What I need to look for? What are the characteristics? Amen. What are the qualities that this individual shows that I can open up to them? My God, and allow them to win my trust. My God, to win my trust. You know, it's so many levels and there's so many areas into this. But the thing about it is, be comfortable on your level that you are on. Don't try to rush this thing, because you got to understand you're going to continue to get blessed and increase. Amen. Stop trying to go from zero to 100. Amen. In the things of God, it doesn't work like that. You go for zero, and next thing you know, you might make it to one, two, or three steps, my God, with over a certain type of time period. Then next thing you know, you have this explosion year to where you're making 20 and 30 steps, my God, at one time. Then next thing you know, you might be going down this slope for time frame, to where now you're making a half a step and a half a step and a piece of a step here and there. Then next thing you know, you got another explosion year to where you're making 20 steps at one time. Work on your area where you at, for you can have your own relationship and your own testimonies that God done did for you. And it would not be established by what people say. Amen. Because the ministries or ministers and a lot of people you listen to today, they are not properly taught how to deliver to the body of Christ or to people, amen, for they could continue to grow into the things of God. It's all about shoving. Folks just don't shove, and your trust is messed up. They don't shove. Your belief is messed up. They don't shove, and they don't told you these fairy tales, and now you don't see it work. I'm going to show you this last piece of thing, amen. Let's go back in a little history, and I'm out of here. I'm going to get out of here. Amen. Let's look at a little piece of history. Now, in a piece of history, and this is the format when our mothers and our forefathers and our foremothers back in slavery time. Now, in slavery time, when they was in a place of captivity and they found a religion, amen, they got religion. The religion that they found, that was the only way and the only piece of hope. And they the only hope for they could come out of the place of captivity and back into a place of freedom. Amen. And that was the only only hope. Now, different things got to understand it been interpreted. Because why? They did not have the education to read. They was begin the one that was over the church. They was over the church, and they had contests, and they had guidelines that they had to stay into. Amen. And they had to stay into a certain perimeters, because that's how they kept the slaves, amen, with their religious belief, to keep them in alignment. Amen. And for we don't have all these chaotic breaks out. So they used religion to depress, to suppress the people that was in slavery. So they used the religion, and they began to interpret the Bible, and the people that was over the church and over the chapel, they had a nice job. That was their job. And some of them, they went to different plantations, amen, and began to, especially when they started to have trouble in the land and they need somebody to fire them up, and they need the slaves, fire them up. They'll send these different people, you know, in different plantations, and they begin to tell them about the word, and it really about wasn't a word. It was the interpretation of their slave owners, amen, and they had to stay in the guidelines, amen, and they went, began to fire these people up. They learned how to manipulate the word and to give them what? Hope, amen, but it wasn't a true sense of hope. It was a hope, my God Almighty, to where you have to read in between lines, amen, to what they were saying. So now if we fast forward to the century now, we still having a form of a format or a blueprint the same way. Because why? We still got people not studying to show them they self-approved, and now study, my God, for minority, it is legal. We still got people are not trying to take the time out to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. They going off of what other people are saying, and they going off, and now we're in a time frame to where you could go and do more research, and you don't have to rely on certain individuals. Amen. Back in our forefather days, that's what they had hope. They shoved this down their throat. Because why? That's the only way you're going to be able to keep your sanity. Amen. That's the only way you're going to be able. I got to shove you. You got to trust him. Trust God. Because they was already in a place of where? Nowhere. There was already in a place at the bottom. Now you have a chance. Now you have opportunities. Going by the house you want, going by cars you want, you have opportunity that where you don't have to work pennies or pennies or peanuts, amen. You could go and make the finances you want. You're not in that time frame. So the time frame has changed, amen. And the time frame has changed. See, that worked then and helped brought them out. And it helped brought them out. It helped brought our forefathers out. It helped bring a lot of things out. It raised up some, oh my God, it raised up some activists, my God, that God blessed in this earth to fight for our behalf, to fight to have a right, my God, in this part of the world, amen, had to fight for it, amen. God, it blessed, and it brought them out. So now the time period or the dispensation of the world for blacks and minorities done changed, and now we still, some of us, is still on the same blueprint that our forefather was on, and it's not working. Amen. Why? Because God said, I brought you out of that area, you into another area, and when you enter into new realms, amen, it takes another technique. Your same technique might work then, but that technique is not working now. It's just like you trying to, my God, you're going to buy a fancy car, you got a fancy Escalade, you got a 2022, amen, Escalade, instead of you learning how to drive and use the technique, how to drive the car, you don't got some scraps and you don't put some horses, my God, in front of the Escalade, instead of you rolling down your window, you holding on the scrap and you're telling the horse to get up. You ain't trying to crank up the car and ride, my God Almighty, in luxury. You still got your old style tacked on. You got the whole print tacked on to something that God says it doesn't take all. Move that out the way. Crank this thing up and you just begin to ride. Amen. Other words, you got the horse trying to steer you, and whenever they feel some type of way and don't feel like working that day, they begin to act up, and it don't slow down your whole walk. It don't slow down your whole journey. You don't make it to your destination. Because why? You still living back then, amen? And God said, this is a new day. This is why, men and women of God, you have to stay in the face of God. Because why? For yourself, in your own life, because stay adapted to the change, amen. If not, you'll be still stuck in some old place with some old methods, amen, pertaining to trust and pertaining to all that, amen. I'm going to trust you. No, I don't trust none of you. And this is why many people begin, and you got many, and many folks elaborate this in the world, amen. They'll trust white more than they'll trust their own black. Why? They say, well, the blacks will stab you in your face. Well, whites will kill you from history for no reason. And this is history. Whites with blacks will stab you in your back. Well, that's pertaining to the social skills and all this kind of stuff that we need more leaders to stand up. But I trust the whites. Well, they the one from my forefathers that was being deceptive, done been, you know, from history. Amen. This is history. Amen. But and this is the terminology that we have. And I'll be trying to figure out where do y'all get this stuff from? Where is this? Amen. My God Almighty, it's a bigger world out there than your community. It's a bigger world out there than projects. It's a bigger world out there, my God, other than your street avenue. You got to get out of the world you in and expand your territory and get into a whole bigger world, and you can find out that God is exceedingly above all things. Back to you, Evangelist. I'm out.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As always, Apostle Temple is always breaking the daily manna that God gives him, and the information is so profound. And we thank you, Apostle Temple, for continuously teaching us and sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding all over this land. I get so excited because I know how many people are under the sound of your voice, and it just takes me back where Jesus was feeding the multitude of people wherever he went. And saints, that's where we're at now. We're still in this day and time where God is allowing his people to be fed the unadulterated word of God. So as I always sit and say, don't sleep or slumber on the words that God is teaching you. Understand exactly what he's telling you. And basically, in a nutshell, develop your own relationship with me, because there are many levels to it. And you're not going to receive what the next person has. You have to develop your relationship. And not only develop, you have to be comfortable on the level that you're on. So you may not be on my level, Minister Jaquita, Apostle Temple, but just know through your daily walk with God, it is a process. And again, I said each relationship has a level of trust, and you have to learn. You have to walk. You have to apply. You have to be in a place to receive what God has for you and not have any type of holdbacks or withholding nothing. So, again, do not sleep on what God is telling you. Share the knowledge that God is telling you, but most and foremost, receive it, because he's speaking to you. He's not speaking to your mother, your brother. God is talking to you, because self is number one. We have to deal with self first before we start dealing with everybody else. So we thank you all, as you all have broke the bread of life with us. As we conclude our executive meeting today, we concluded with letting you know that we love you. We appreciate what you coming on with us. You know what? You're trusting what God is telling you. You have got into the process. You're joining the process of learning what God is saying to you. So we leave you with peace, love, and happiness. We remind you that on Sunday morning, the broadcast is back up. And just know we love you, but God loves you most. So we will see you on Sunday morning. And if you cannot make it on Sunday morning, we will see you back Monday morning at 7 a.m. We love you guys. Have a beautiful, faithful Friday. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Peace out.